the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Happy New Year. Oh, man, I miss you. You know what? I cannot have a great Saturday unless you are a part of it. How you doing? My name is Tiffany Bacon. Welcome to Praise in the City, the first one of 2013. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I really do hope and pray that your whole coming into the new year was peaceful, was wonderful, was spirit-filled. And if it wasn't, I at least hope it was quiet. So, amen to all that. Well, today we're going to be spending some time talking about healing. It's a brand new year. You might have made a few resolutions or promises to yourself or commitments to change. But we want to spend some time talking about things you want to heal this year. And to aid in the conversation, I have some very important people who are putting together a play called The Healing. So we're going to have a conversation about them, about what they want to heal for the year. And also, we're going to be talking about the play itself. We want to hear from you. My question to you, you might as well get on the lines right now. What is it that you would like to heal in your life this year? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. As usual, we start the show off with a moment of inspiration.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Seven,
Love it, love it, love it. Starting you off with a bit of inspiration, you are tuned into Praise in the City here on Praise 103.9 FM. Let me invite you to our Facebook page. I don't know if we're Facebook friends or not, but we ought to be. I'm just saying. Go on over to Facebook.com, look for Praise in the City, hit the like button, and you can post your comments there. Let me know throughout the week how you like the program, any suggestions, things, or conversations you would like to hear on the program. And definitely just to say, hey. How you doing? So go to Facebook.com and look for Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon here with my good friends, and we are talking about healing. It's a brand new year. People are making resolutions, but sometimes it's best to just take stock in what's going on in your life and say, you know, I'm making a dedication to changing things for the better. I want to heal particular areas of my life. So that is part of our conversation today, and we're going to roll it into this awesome play that is coming to Philadelphia next week called The Healing, and we have the production team of it sitting right here. We have the director, we have the writers and producers joining us this morning. Mr. Nakia Dillard, hey, Miss Kim Ontaria, hi Diva, and Miss Sabrina Hall. Good morning, y'all.
Hi, good morning.
Well, all right, y'all got to speak up. I know it's early in the morning, so speak up, speak loud. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I do want to invite the listening audience into the conversation. The question on the table is, what is it that you would like to heal in your life this year? And it doesn't have to be something, you know, so super deep. It could be deep. It could be surface. It could be whatever it is. But think about what it is you'd like to heal in your life this year. You can be anonymous if you'd like. That's just fine. And you can give us a call. We invite you. 215-263-1039. So you guys are the production staff of the play The Healing, but I want to start off the conversation by asking each of you that question. What is it that you would like to heal in your life in 2013?
I would probably have to say the spirit of procrastination.
Oh, yeah. It gets me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It stops me from doing a whole lot of things. Yeah. And a part of that is hearing God's voice and not responding. Mm-hmm. You should actually respond to what he's told you to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be mine.
Amen. Good one. All right. Miss Sabrina. She's like, I was hoping you weren't going to look at me.
I would have to say, taking my own advice, I guess, living life, mm-hmm. and not just existing in it. So stop taking stuff for granted because life is short.
Mm. Yes, it is. Yeah. Unfortunately so. All right, yeah. Nakia.
I would have to say pretty much a bit of both, you know, just living, you know, and also not being afraid to love, mm-hmm. and, you know, just express yourself and to who you're around. Mm-hmm. You know, just let everybody know, you know, it's okay because life is not promised.
Yeah.
You know, so each day, just spread love.
Yeah. Amen. How about that? Mm-hmm. All right. I can't throw y'all under the bus without throwing myself under there with y'all. So basically this year, to get a little deep, I really do want to heal that spirit of I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. And that's been something I've been struggling with for a long time. Like, I don't know if I'm good enough for this, or I don't know if I'm good enough for that. And that's just that whole, that doubt, that nasty bugger doubt, which kills everything.
Oh, yeah.
It kills everything. And you could have amazing talent. You could have an amazing gift. And then nobody ever gets to experience it. You don't get to share it. You don't get to bless anybody because you think you're not good enough to do it, or you let somebody else or other situations. It might not even be like you have haters that quote unquote in your ear. It could just be you're watching other people trying to do what you think you want to do and they're not doing it. So you're like, yeah, if they can't do it, I don't even know why I think. Why am I going to sit there and try that?
Right.
I want to heal that.
Right.
Finally, lay that to rest, have a funeral, and walk away from the grave on that this year. All right, so we want to hear from you. What is it that you are trying to heal in your life in 2013? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go right to the phones. We have Janie. Janie is on the line from West Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Tell I'm busting Holly's favorite, and I'm sticking by my story.
Amen. Love it. What are you trying to heal this year?
You know what? I just want to say I got a Holly boy song. So I got to let people know how old I'm 50 years old. Just turned 50 last year.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and I just want to say that I heard Joel Osteen's sister, Lisa Osteen, say one time, she said the church is not a museum to display perfect people. It's a hospital for the hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I just want to, let the Lord work on me so I'll be able to help somebody else, you know?
Amen.
You know, so just reach out. I had on my little card, blessed to be a best blessing, you know, my little birthday invitation.
Yes.
I just want to be blessed to be a blessing. That's it.
Oh, fantastic. That's awesome. Well, I wish you the best in being the best blessing to others. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. So it can be a pretty, you know, lighthearted conversation. It could be very introspective. But we bring this up because you guys have created a play called The Healing. And I want you, Sabrina and Kim, to talk about the reason why you created this production.
Well, The Healing was birthed out of the spirit of loving.
Mm-hmm.
I work for the University of Pennsylvania Hospital, and I work in their radiation oncology department.
Mm-hmm.
And on a daily basis, I would get the opportunity to spend time with cancer patients, with their families, with the staff at the hospital, and just seeing people fight through and love through dealing with cancer. And it was initially just, I had a vision of cancer patients dancing.
Wow.
So that was the inspiration. That's what ignited the writing portion of the play. Because first and foremost, I'm a choreographer. I'm a dancer by passion. And so my first vision was that. But then when I started writing, it just kind of turned into more of a poetic piece. And then that turned into, okay, now these characters are building and now these things are happening. And the foundation of it then became the play, right, that we now have.
Nice.
So, yeah,
that's where
it started.
It originated.
Okay. And then your part in the creation of it, Sabrina.
Well, Kim and I have been friends since we were like 12 years old. And we've always done stuff together and supported each other. So when she presented me with the piece, I got chills. I was like, wow, this is deep. So, we just started working every week from then on to build from the foundation what we have now. And it's something that's really special. This is our first time, you know, creating something together. And I'm an actress. So,
okay.
It's our first time doing playwright. We're used to performing. We're not used to writing and being behind the scenes. So this was something different. And we're proud.
Okay. Awesome. Before I get to you, Nakia, who's the director of the production, what is it that this play, the process of creating and the production of it, what has it done for you emotionally, spiritually, and to some degree physically? What has it done for you? Has it caused any type of healing that you didn't realize you needed healing on?
For me, it was healing from the death of my father.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away from leukemia in 2007.
Okay.
And with him, I was his soul. Outside of God, I was his right-hand person, taking care of finances, making sure that everything was done for him, and actually walking him through his journey of going into eternity.
Mm.
And when I first took the position at my job, I felt like I could give back to the doctors and to the nurses and all those people who put their hands to the plow to try to save his life.
Yeah.
Then in the midst of it and working with the patients, I felt like I was giving back.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until this year, this new year, that I was able to actually say that God had healed me from the hurt of that. And it's been a few years, but you always deal with, when you're dealing with death, you're dealing with the process of healing. So for me, that would be my ultimate healing. Healing relationships, turning over that new leaf of uncommon love and just loving people beyond you.
Yeah.
And physically, I would kind of have to go back to what you were saying about knowing that you can do something and that spirit of doubt that kind of resonates in your mind. Again, I'm a dancer. I love dancing, and I see people who have been trained for years and years and years, but I also know the gift that God has given me. So that allows me to push past the physical. And I have physical ailments over the years being beat up as a dancer, but my desire now is to push past and to go beyond what I've done so far.
Awesome. Before I let the rest of you answer, just want to remind people this is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We're having a discussion this morning about healing. My question to you, the listening audience, is what is it that you would like to heal in your life in 2013? What would you put a lot of effort into healing in your life? Here's a good chance. I don't want to, you know, do the whole what's your, you know, your New Year's resolution, but you know, your commitment to changing, commitment to healing in your life. What is that for 2013? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We do have someone on the phone. Let's bring him into the conversation. Jason is online too. Jason, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Amen. So what are you trying to heal in your life in 2013?
Trying to heal through Christ the spirit of fear. It's plaguing our community because they've forgotten about Christ and they don't believe as much. And I'm standing up for righteousness. They call me gospel thug in the city.
Okay.
And it's time to be bold as a lion. Our light has come, Isaiah 60. So it's just time to just branch out and fear not.
Amen. I know that's right. That's great. That is great. That is great. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate I appreciate your phone call, and I thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and you have a God-blessed day.
And you do the same. Thank you so much. I want to give our other... I was about to say cast members. Lord, I got my mind on the play. Our other guests in studio, a chance to answer the question, how has this play, the process of it, healed you, changed you? All right, Nakia, go ahead.
Well, first, you know, when I read the script, what pulled me in was just the spirit of faith, you know, in a situation where you know you have everything, and what happens when you lose things, you know, like how do you push on, you know, and a lot of people give up. A lot of people, you know, they turn different ways. Mm. But, you know, just keeping your faith and in believing in yourself, believing in God, and knowing that He basically has the ultimate answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what pulled me into the script.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, just working with the actors and the crew, and it's like I'm learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning a lot within, even for myself as a director, learning, just working with actors.
Mm-hmm.
I learn something new every day, and I try to, you know, keep myself open to new opportunities.
Right.
You know, and you know, like you were saying earlier about you know, fear and mm-hmm. Different things like that. A lot of times we hold ourselves back.
Mm-hmm.
Because we see other people doing things and we believe that we're not that talented and or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, like I've been on a lot of different TV shows and films,
mm-hmm.
and the first few times, every time I get on set,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, I'm sitting next to this person or, mm-hmm. or this, like, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And I just got to understand that God put me here for a reason.
Right.
You know, and I can do it.
Yeah.
You know? So I have to believe in myself as well as believe in God and believe that He has the ultimate answer. So all I have to do is just be prepared.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome. I love it. We just got to buy some healing. We going to get some healing up in here today. Sabrina, you ain't getting out of this now.
No.
Talk about it now. Talk about it.
Oh, man. I guess just piggybacking off what you guys are saying, not mm-hmm. second guessing yourself,
mm-hmm.
and we do that often. I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do anything and say, "Oh man, should I say that? Oh man, I need to add something else, mm-hmm. or you know, mm-hmm. maybe I should do that different." But just having the confidence to put it out there and see how it flows. Recently, a neighbor of mine, a really good neighbor of mine, she died brain and lung cancer. But I was like sad at first, but she lived her life.
Yeah.
She was a jazz singer. She traveled the world. She played with the best and she lived her life. So I want to send a special shout out to her, Dottie Smith.
Okay. All right. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Yes. But you know, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
And we've learned a lot. And mm-hmm. I think that, this play has made us all stronger,
mm-hmm.
and just learning the different things, like being in the background and everybody just chimed in and mm-hmm. lended support and everything. So I'm just happy. It's a learning experience, mm-hmm. and like Nakia was saying, you have to have faith and mm-hmm. just start putting yourself out there and not being afraid to do stuff.
You know, one of the great things, and I see we have some people who are, you know, joining the conversation, which is what we want. You know, this show is nothing without you, so I need you to join us. What is it that you're trying to heal in your life in 2013? Give us a call at 215-263-1039. One of the reasons why I'm excited about this conversation, because, you know, the play is great, but we think about sometimes when we have this particular vision, things that we want to do, and then we go out to do that thing and not realizing it's going to do something else in us.
Right.
And in the middle of it, you're like, I didn't know I was going to start healing that, or I didn't know I was going to start facing that. I didn't think this is what that was all about.
Right. Right.
And this is, I think, is a good conversation to have at the beginning of the year, because, you know, you're just coming off the holiday season and a lot of cooking and food and family and friends and reflection and all that good stuff and holiday services and all that. And then you start to think, wow, it's a new year. Am I still holding on to the same issue I had last year?
Right.
And coming into 2011, was I saying I was still going to fix this same thing in my life? Was it the same thing in 2010, 09, 08? You start thinking like, wow, these years, 1990, was I still having the same issue? And after a while, you start thinking, wow, the time is moving so fast. When am I going to do this before it's like I'm a senior or before I'm very ill and I can't do anything about whatever this is. Right. So we're having this conversation and we're opening it up to you. We're going to hear a little bit more about the play, but we want to hear more from you. I see Kiara's on the line. I see Liz is on the line. Hey, y'all, I want you to hold on for just a few minutes. You guys have been so patient, but we need to take a break. So hold on for just a few minutes and we're going to come right to you. We're going to hear your comments about the things you want to heal in your life. If you're not yet on the phone, here's an opportunity to get on it, doggone it. 215-263-1039. Stay with us. Praise in the City returns after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. In the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
All right, and a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're here in the second half of today's program, Praise in the City on Praise 103.9. We are talking about the things you want to heal in your life this year, and we're spending some time talking to the production staff of the play, The Healing, which is going to be in town next week. We'll tell you a little bit more about it in just a few minutes. And yeah, I want to hear you. I want to hear you on the phone talking about what it is that you would like to heal in your life. So give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go speak with Kiara calling in from Marlton, New Jersey. Kiara, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
Fantastic. What would you like to heal in your life for this year?
I would like to heal the fact that I let people walk over me, the fact that I put people's feelings before mine because I'm scared to hurt theirs.
Mm.
Okay. So, and just to be stronger, because I feel weak sometimes. Like, I just, like, people just walk over me all the time.
Right, right. Well, we hope that you are able to find that balance. You know, we don't want you to become a meanie. No mean girls.
Yeah.
No mean girls. No, but there is a balance of, you know, being firm and not being nasty.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Amen. Well, good luck to you in that. And I really hope that when you're at this point in 2014, that you're not having the same conversation with yourself. So
you're right. Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kiara. Thank you for being patient and thank you for listening this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Let's go to Liz calling in from Upper Darby, PA. Liz, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
All right.
Good. What do you want to heal in 2013?
This year, I would really love to heal my relationship with my mom. Mm. Because it's really hard. We haven't really had a mother-daughter relationship since I was 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I'm 28 years old now. And I have a son who's now 8 months, and my mom never met him. And she came to my house, but I didn't think it was appropriate to introduce her to my son. It's just things that's been going on and on. She just blames all of us kids, you know, for her divorce with my dad. And I just don't know how to fix that, but I don't know yet, but I know I'm going to find out, like, a way to do it. When I was in the hospital giving birth, I cried the whole time, not because of the pain, but because of the pain of not having my mom there.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, it weighs a lot on me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a heavy one. That is definitely a heavy one. Have you considered family counseling or things of that nature?
I did. She disagrees. She says she doesn't have anything to really tell anybody, that she's doing wrong, and she doesn't want to go.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to pray for an intervention for you guys. Hopefully something will come up. Hopefully nothing like crazy or bad, but hopefully something will come up that will change her mind and that she will want to at least have a round table discussion.
Yes.
Even if it's a family meeting and,
you
know, you invite a counselor there or something like that, you know, there's creative ways to make that happen. But I wish you guys the best and I hope that is healed by the end of the year.
Thank you so very much.
All right, Liz, thank you so much for calling and have a wonderful year.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to line four and speak with Yolanda, calling in from North Philadelphia. Hi, Yolanda. You're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm so-so. I'm trying to make it. All I can do is pray.
Oh, okay. Amen. So what is it that you're trying to heal for this year?
Well, actually, it's two things. The first thing, I'm trying to heal my mind, body, and soul because mm-hmm. I've been through so much through 2012.
Okay.
Between family problems, you know, kids going through things, and like I brought my 2013, it's been bad already.
Oh,
like
no.
My son's been trying to commit suicide on the 29th. As of we speak today, he's in Friends Hospital.
Oh, wow.
My mother, they gave her the 2012 to live by the grace of God. She has pushed it, but mm-hmm. like in the last week or two, she's been in and out the hospital.
Mm.
She just come home day before yesterday. Last night, they had to rush her back to the hospital once again. And it's like I'm dealing with so much, but I know that God has a plan for me.
Amen.
And all I do is I fight and fight and pray and pray. And you're like, I'm going to deal with this battle.
Yeah. And I have to say, I want to encourage you to keep fighting, because sometimes some years are like that. Sometimes things happen and they happen rapidly and they happen all year long. And you start to think, when am I going to get a break? That is the time to hold on the tightest.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things will challenge you. And trust me, I can tell you, because I've had a couple years where I didn't think I was going to make it.
I've had a couple years
where I didn't think I was going to make it. So the best thing you can do is know that when you come through that, you are really going to be a stronger person. You're going to have a stronger faith. And part of this is, you know, built in to be a test for you. So allow that to happen and allow God to be your rock, and you're going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. All the best to you this year. And I really hope everything goes well with your son and your mother and you for 2013.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Same to you.
Let's go to Mars calling in from North Philadelphia on line one. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us. What are you trying to heal this year?
First of all, I'm trying to keep and heal my spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
Get strengthened in it.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I want to heal and strengthen my educational life.
Mm, good.
You know, and further my education and to get my goals, aspirations to achieve them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
third, my grandchildren. Just keep loving them mm-hmm. and growing them so that I can leave a legacy of understanding and know-how for them.
Fantastic.
Because the children are so at risk in this day and age.
Yeah, this is true.
That's my strong. That's my point that I'm working on this year, and the strong points that I feel as though I know I'm going to achieve.
Awesome. Well, I wish you all the best in your goals and what you're trying to heal and what you're trying to strengthen for 2013. And definitely thank you so much for checking out the program this morning.
And can I just say mm-hmm. To my wife, I know she's listening, Jacqueline Watson, I love you, dear.
Oh, I know she appreciated hearing that. All right,
thank
Morris.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless. Have a great day.
Yes.
All right. In studio, we have the director, writers, and producers of the play The Healing, which is coming up next week. And I mentioned at the beginning of the program that one of the things I wanted to heal for this year with myself is that spirit of doubt, that feeling like I'm not good enough for certain things, new ventures. And one of the things I have to say, I've been acting now kind of seriously mm-hmm. On the side. In the midst of all this other stuff I'm doing. I've been doing that for the better part of 2012 or the latter part of 2012. And you cast me in the lead role of this, which is a big thing for me, because it's one of those moments. It's one of those, oh, I didn't think I could do this here. Usually I'm somebody's sidekick cracking a joke on the side. So this was, you know, this... I really appreciate this, the stepping out on faith, the non-traditional casting, and the having the faith in me that I could do it. So I wanted to say thank you.
Tiffany's being modest, y'all. She is the bomb.
She is.
Okay, and sing.
Awesome.
And sing.
I've been telling Tiff for years how awesome she is.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, this is my show, but it's not going to be my show right now. So, talking about y'all. talk
now,
about
can
y'all.
I just say, though, when she came in, she didn't know this. But Kim and I was like, that's Tiffany Bacon.
That's funny.
No, but she killed the audition. We didn't know. We was like, dang, we want her to play this role, that role, that role, that role. Where we going to put her at? But she is awesome, guys. You have to come out and see her.
Definitely.
In this production.
Thank you. Y'all so sweet.
I would also like to say that it's not uncommon for this to be happening for you, Tiffany. For years, you've been an influence to thousands. Mm-hmm. And God just provides the platform for you to come out of your shell, for you mm-hmm. to come out of those places.
Yeah.
So it's not by happenstance. It was this season that he chose you for this, for your breaking out.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
For that moment. So mm-hmm. I thank God for you.
Yes.
Because you've also put your hands to the plow
yes.
in this production.
Yes.
And
yes.
your influence mm-hmm. has impacted
all
us as the production staff. So
yes.
we mm-hmm. thank you.
Yes, we
and
do.
And we love you.
Yes, we do.
I'm about to cry first thing in the morning. Stop the yes. violence. Thank you. No, thank you. I appreciate it. But I think the what this is about, this play is about just the concept of not just how widespread cancer is. And we did a show a few months ago about breast cancer. And at the time of doing the show, my stepfather was ill with cancer and has since passed away. So in doing the production and meeting other people, members of the cast who have been touched by cancer, it makes you think in life in many different levels. One, what is going on out there with this cancer stuff? Because it's touching way, 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 way too many people. Young, old, in between, it doesn't matter. And what can we do to be healthier? If there is any, in some cases, there's really nothing you can do because people will end up with cancer even if they are 100% healthy, don't eat red meat, and not overweight, all those things. Sometimes people will have cancer. And it's just that whole dealing with yourself or dealing with the family member, the loved one that is sick in that way, because it's a slow decline mm-hmm. and you watch the slow decline and it's gut-wrenching. Mm-hmm. It really is. So even the healing of what you might be feeling as someone who's trying to support someone who's dealing with cancer. And not to give away the play, but the character, the lead character, the main character in it is dealing with that mm-hmm. issue. So how is that for you all when you're writing it or when you're watching it, you know, especially you, Kim, since you've been touched by cancer in that way in your family, you know, how is that affecting you or making you think about how you were with your father when he was dealing with it?
As we were talking, I wrote down uncommon love. And I said that earlier.
Yeah.
You actually have to first pull on the love of God,
mm-hmm.
know and believe and really trust that he's there mm-hmm. and that he has you and that he's your rock.
Yeah.
Because it gets tough. It gets really, really tough.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you're alone. Sometimes you feel like you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like, why me?
You
go through so many different emotional roller coasters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's good days, there's bad days.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's knowing that God has you. Like, he is your rock. He mm-hmm. has your arms.
Yeah.
Like, you look around for other people to be there. They're not always going to be there.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you know
yeah.
that he's holding your arms. He has you, like, standing on that mountain by yourself, just you and him.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives us an uncommon love, like loving us beyond who we think we are.
Mm.
And then when you start thinking about the love of Christ and what that really, really means, and as a believer, knowing that the kingdom is within and knowing that Christ is in you, walking with you, for me, that was my strength.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that got me through, because it's a thin line between having your right mind and not.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That has, throughout my journey, that has been it.
Mm-hmm.
That has been my only keeping power. So I would have to say an uncommon love, just knowing that God is with you.
Yeah.
And seeing, even working with cancer patients and their families, mm-hmm. I see all kinds of stories.
Right.
I talk to people on the phone all day, every day,
right.
confronting their issues with them, people calling me crying on the phone, and I have to sit through that. And at first I was like, Lord, why am I here? Like, why am I here? What is this all about?
Right.
I don't want to be here. Like, I'm tired now.
Right.
Because you start taking on other people's stuff.
Right, right.
But that uncommon love and pushing through and knowing that if I can get one opportunity to speak to just one person or two people, and the moment they open up to me, it's, can I pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pouring out the love of God on them, right. to help encourage them and to help kind of walk them through in their journey, in this season,
right.
of their journey, for whatever I can do in that moment. So that's how it's impacted me, and that's the spirit of the play.
Mm-hmm.
Even dealing with, again, the cast members,
mm-hmm.
every person that's walked through the door has been touched.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
In some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
And me and Sabrina were talking, and I said to her, I said, Sabrina, this is bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing the manifestation of that, and just knowing that people need that outlet.
Yeah.
And when they see themselves mirrored,
talk about it.
That opens them up for a healing.
Right.
Because they identify.
Right.
And somebody else understands and knows what I'm going through.
Right.
So it just creates that platform for that community healing.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. It's very true. It's very, very true. That's why I love theater. That's why we talk about theater a lot on the show, because it has such a great power to transform. It edutains. It educates. It entertains. It can heal. It can hurt, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It can hurt.
Right.
Sometimes you look at stuff in a theater production, you're like, oh, Lord, what the devil? But then you start thinking about it like, yeah, but they got a point.
Right. Absolutely.
And you can't help but think about that point when you leave the theater, especially when it's done well. So let's talk a little bit. I know we have somebody else who's on the phone or who wants to join us. I see somebody else is calling and wants to join us on the phone. So we're going to try and get them on the phone in a few minutes. So if you do want to say something, now would be the time to call. 215-263-1039. We only have 3 minutes left in the program, so let's do that quickly. The play, quick synopsis, how people can check it out.
Go to www.thehealingplay.com. No, but it's about, to be brief, so we won't give it all away, but what we were talking about, love, hurt, fame, and healing.
Mm.
The healing will come. So you have to come check it out. We open Thursday the 10th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. We have 3 shows. Wednesday the 10th, 7 p.m. Friday.
Thursday.
Thursday the 10th, 7 p.m. Sorry. And Friday we have 2 shows. Friday night is sold out, guys. So we are pushing our matinee 2 p.m. show Friday the 11th. And you can purchase tickets online at www.thehealingplay.com.
And also, it's at the Playground at the Adrian Theater, 2030 Sansom Street.
Right, right. Absolutely. And hopefully we'll be able to get that up on our website in a little while. I know my producer is awesome with getting the audio up from this, so you'll be able to check it out online. Awesome sauce. From the director in 2 minutes, any words, anything you want to share about, because, you know, Nakia, you're in everything.
Yes.
Nakia's one of those actors. He's an actor director. So he's one of those people that you see and stuff and you're like, okay. You might not know his name yet, but you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that. So your thoughts, briefly.
Just come on out.
Your thoughts about the production and how it and all that. Yeah. And all that.
Well, I mean, everybody kind of, you know, summed it up, but just basically, you know, the I like I said, just come on out. Just come on out.
A man of few words. I love it. It's okay. It is okay. Okay, we're about to close out. I don't think we have that last caller. Did we have that last caller? No, we don't have that last caller. So we're down to like a minute. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get to that last caller. But I did want to say thank you guys so much for being here, for doing this work. And the theater community, if you don't know, in Philly is really, really bubbling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of under the surface a little, but it's bubbling, much like another renaissance we had going on a couple years back that some of y'all might know me from in my prior life. Wasn't that too long ago, but it's bubbling under the surface. There's a lot of people out there doing some good things, and there are pieces that are coming out of the hearts of folks that are speaking to their life experience. Musicals are great. I love musicals, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of dramas that are being put together mm-hmm. that are really, really touching and right. that touch on everyday experiences, in particular urban life experiences. So if you've lived in a big city at any time in your life, if you've had any interaction with any human being in the last 10, 15 years, there is something out there that can touch on your experience. And it's definitely worth taking a couple dollars. I know they're kind of tight right now, but taking a couple dollars and seeing who's got what production and definitely supporting it. Folks are doing some good things. So thank you guys, Nakia, Kim, Sabrina. Thank you guys so much for being here. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Hey, we want you to stay tight because coming up next is Marriage Beyond the Vows. So have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. And I hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.